Sure, Tyreek Hill is now a Dolphin, but there's plenty other moves that have happened all throughout this free agency that have shook up the NFL world. But who still has to be moved and could make a big difference? We're going to explore that here on the Locked On NFL podcast, as well as who's done the best as far as team-wise in their free agency move, and who's done maybe a little too much that as it actually helped their standing for the 2022 season. I'm Chris Carter here on the Locked On NFL podcast. We'll be joined by your boy Q on the Locked On NFL podcast for the Friday edition, where we're just having fun, breaking things down on the NFL. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On NFL, your daily NFL podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On NFL podcast. I'm Chris Carter. He's your boy Q, and we are here with the Friday edition, breaking things down on your NFL. You can find this podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, hit the like button to support us. Hit the subscribe button to our YouTube channel to get all of the Locked On NFL content that we produce all throughout the week. We also have plenty of bonus episodes breaking things down with new additions, and there's always new guests every day, or new hosts, excuse me, every day of the week. Q, what's going on, man?
Man, what's happening? We're here on a Friday, man. Got a lot to get to, a lot of NFL action. It's March Madness. I've been watching the NCAA tournament. We saw Gonzaga go down on Thursday, and just a lot of fun, but it's really March Madness going on in the NFL as well, so a lot to talk about with you on this Friday.
It certainly is. March Madness. This is also my birthday, so let's have at it right now.
You ain't got no birthday, man. Come on, man.
You're right. I don't. I just made that. I'm light-skinned.
I didn't even go there. I just said you didn't have no birthday, man. I thought you were hatched. I didn't think that you had a birthday, man. Someone claims you.
Someone claims you. All right, but let's get into this talk right now. So there's plenty of guys that are still available in free agency. You know, there's guys, as far as the top guys available, Jadeveon Clowney's a big name, Stephon Gilmore, Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, Bobby Wagner, Odell Beckham Jr., Trey Flowers, J.C. Jetter, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, lots of big names. You can go on and on and on. But there's two guys that are still on rosters right now at the quarterback position who look like they need new homes. Of course, we're talking about Baker Mayfield and Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G. Now, Q, what's going on with these situations? Now, Jimmy G is a little more understandable because he's a guy who everyone's never really attributed his success to him. They've said it's the Niners, it's
right.
The coach, it's the defense and the run game. And I get it. He has a high contract number attached to him. He's kind of tough to move because any team that gets him is like, yeah, we don't feel like paying all that kind of money. That I get that. But Baker Mayfield's in a different spot. If you traded for him, he currently costs the Browns about $18 million.
It's not bad money.
Fifth year extension.
It's not bad.
And like, you get that guy. If you think that you don't have a quarterback this year, I get taking a stab at him, but he's not going nowhere. And to me, this more so solidifies what I've been saying for quite some time about Baker Mayfield. He's never been all that. And I think that all the Browns fans who wanted to not believe that that was the case for the longest time, they're easy. Now they're coming to it. They're like, oh, yeah, it wasn't all that. We got Deshaun Watson now. what do we need Baker Mayfield for? But I think that people are starting to realize, yeah, like, first of all, like, you were decent. Like, Baker Mayfield's a decent player. It's not so, no one's saying he's terrible. But when you're a decent player and you're causing trouble for your team, that's going to lower your value significantly.
Yeah, it really will. I'm really confused by the Baker Mayfield situation because this is a quarterback-driven league. You know what I mean? And yeah, the money that you mentioned is not a whole lot. It's only a one-year deal. It's very low for what quarterbacks are going for these days. So I'm confused. Not confused. I'm just wondering when a team is going to pull the trigger. We all know that Deshaun Watson's in Cleveland. He's going to be the quarterback. So who's going to be the team that decides that they want to make a trade? Are they going to wait for Baker Mayfield to get released? Is that what's going to have to happen, that Cleveland's going to have to release him before someone picks him up? Because regardless how you feel about him, he's still good enough to be a quarterback in this league. And the reason I say that is because there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that aren't Baker Mayfield, and they're still playing. I mean, it's just facts. There's quarterbacks, just like in Seattle. They have Drew Locke right there, and they're trying to say that Drew Locke, they're comfortable with him. I'll tell you right now, as a guy who's covered the AFC West for a very long time, Drew Locke is not very good. You know what I mean? He'll give you an opportunity to create a turnover every single game, at least two or three times a game. And I know Baker Mayfield has warts as well, but I'll tell you right, with the money that he costs this year,
he be doing that too. Q. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. But that's what I'm saying. He can still go out there and perform. And I do know one thing about Baker Mayfield: when everyone doubts him and his back's against the wall, it's probably when he plays better. The problem is he's just not consistent with it.
Here's my problem, Baker Mayfield. He would have been fine. He would be traded by now if he hadn't had. First of all, he actually might still be on the Browns. This is my theory on how the Deshaun Watson situation played out. When the Browns initially offered Deshaun Watson their offer that they thought and the trade package that they thought would work for the Houston Texans, and Deshaun Watson just said, I don't feel like playing for y'all for that kind of money. I'm going to go somewhere else. But when Baker Mayfield released that letter at 10 p.m. that we talked about with his middle name Twitter and all that stuff.
Shout out to Reagan.
You're right. The Browns were like, oh, snap. Like, we're backed into a corner here because Baker don't want to play for us. And now we don't got Deshaun. We need to do whatever we can to get Deshaun. So here's Deshaun. Here's the largest contract ever as far as guaranteed money. We're giving you 5 years, $250 million, $230 guaranteed. All of that money is yours. And Deshaun Watson was like, well, I'll take that money. Are you kidding me? I'll take that. And now Baker Mayfield's in a situation where everyone knows that the Browns don't want you. And now you're sitting here saying, oh, wait. You know, teams are like, I'm not going to trade for him. I'm going to wait for y'all to cut him.
Right.
Why would I give up a draft pick for a guy that I know you don't want and doesn't want to play for you? It's a mutual situation between y'all. Just let him go. I'll scoop him for free in free agency, and we'll see what happens. Just look at what happened in Atlanta. I'm pretty sure Matt Ryan saw the talk about Deshaun Watson and said, you know what? Y'all don't want me? All right, I'm out. But you didn't see Matt Ryan tweet about it, set a public letter with his middle name sign, whatever. What do you think Matt Ryan's middle name is? Like Cleavis or something? Like we don't know.
Why it gotta be Cleavis? Whose middle name is Cleavis?
I don't know. I'm just naming random stupid middle names like Reagan. And I'm just sitting here like, okay. You know, like, but We don't know his middle name. Why? Because he didn't go out and make the mess of this. And what happened? The Falcons said, okay. And they traded him to the Indianapolis Colts. Now he's with the Colts. Matt Ryan's very happy. The Colts are very happy. But Baker Mayfield's sitting at home wondering, am I going to play football next year? To me, that's a product of his own making with how he handled this situation.
Yeah, I think Baker Mayfield was going to be out of there regardless. I think Cleveland was going to move on from him. They were done. I think they were comfortable with realizing he wasn't the guy, so they were going to do everything that they could, and that's why they threw the bag at Deshaun Watson. I don't think that situation is going to actually work out in Cleveland. I don't know how everyone else feels, but I don't think that that's a good fit. I don't think Deshaun Watson in Cleveland's a good fit. I don't think that him playing off the banks of Lake Erie is going to be a good idea. That's just me. We'll see how it all shakes out. I don't know how many games he's going to play. And all the money that they gave him and all the draft capitals that they gave up to get him, I just don't think it's a good look. And we'll see how it shakes out. But, you know, going back to Baker Mayfield, I mean, it's one of those situations where if I'm a team that needs a quarterback like Seattle, why not throw a six-round pick? Fifth-round pick at Cleveland and see if they take it. Because, like you said, everyone knows that he's not going to be in Cleveland. At some point, they're going to have to cut him. If they cut him, they get nothing for him, so they might as well go ahead and trade him for something. And you know, I don't know. I just think they get something.
Here's why. I'll wait for y'all to cut him. Y'all lose that 18 mil. I scoop him up for not trading anything at a much cheaper price.
That's true. I just, it's a mystery, man, behind Baker Mayfield. A lot of it, like you said, is his own doing, though. I mean, he's created a bad name for himself because of his immaturity. Now, he's not doing all kind of crazy stuff off the field where he may face criminal charges, like the quarterback they just brought in, but he just is an immature dude. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there because if we're calling a spade, let's just be real about the situation. Baker Mayfield's got issues, but there's other quarterbacks in the league that they just made moves for that have other issues that they still have to solve, so.
I mean, shoot, we just found out Friday that there was another grand jury charge that nobody, and it ended up getting dismissed too. But like, again, we still don't know what all is going to happen with Deshaun Watson.
Exactly.
We don't know what the suspension is going to be. We don't know if there's more charges coming, how the civil cases will play out, what information will get released. That's not a done deal over there, Q.
No, not at all. So, you know, everything is really going to be interesting how it shakes out, especially how the NFL decides to punish Deshaun Watson, because there's no doubt about it that they're going to put some kind of suspension to him. I don't know if it's going to be 6 games, kind of like the standard. I don't know if it's going to be 8 games. I don't know if they're going to look at the contract, the $1 million base salary, and say, you know what? Blank you, I'm going to give you a year suspension. I don't know what it's going to be, but there's going to be something coming down the pipeline. So we'll see what Cleveland does with that. I know we mentioned Jimmy G as well. I'll tell you right now, I don't have a whole lot to say about that situation, except for I think San Francisco should hold on to him. I don't think the Saints should get rid of him. I don't think that Trey Lance is ready. I like Trey Lance. I like the thought of Trey Lance. I think I like what he can bring to the table, but I don't think he's ready to take over the reins yet. So if they can go ahead and move on and stick with Jimmy G and hold on to Trey Lance another year, why not go for it?
I feel you on that. I just want to point out that I appreciate Q for getting the memo and dressing the same as me, red shirt Fridays.
That's not red. You're not wearing red. You got orange on. You look like
this
a Cleveland
Red.
That's not red.
This is red.
You are the most colorblind dude I've ever seen in my life.
Let me turn off my light here. Okay,
that's orange.
But it's still red.
No, it's not. It's not red. My shirt is clearly red. No, my shirt is red. No.
Oh my God.
No.
I literally ordered this online and said the red X. Sure.
You didn't. Well, then you're colorblind because they sent you something. You look like a damn pumpkin with an X on your chest.
This ain't no orange.
First of all, you look like you're part of the dog pound.
Hey. I had to read the Bet Online read. All right, you stop with that over there, sir.
I'm serious. Like, if you're watching on YouTube, you let us know who's wearing a red shirt and who's not.
This is red.
No, it's not.
This is red. Hey, listen, it's also because the lights hit me kind of funny. I do admit.
Oh, okay. Time, it's the lights.
Definitely right. Listen, I'm gonna take a picture with this shirt without the light.
Do you want me to call my wife and make her come look at you? I'll call her right now.
Next segment, can you come
look at Chris's shirt real quick?
Next segment. All right, next segment. We'll do that in a second.
All right, go ahead.
I'm gonna talk to you guys about Bet Online. It's that time of the year again with college basketball. Well, on the way, the Sweet 16 is down. Mark, if you were betting on Arkansas to upset Gonzaga, that you made a lot of money. But if you want to make more money, go on betonline.net right now. They have all the latest odds, contests, and player props for betonline.net. And it's the number one source for all your sports betting needs and information. BetOnline remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline has all your continued source information on sports wagering for hockey with the NHL, baseball with the MLB coming back, as well as the NBA, college basketball, and UFC and boxing, as well as live betting and all your favorite Vegas casino games. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action at BetOnline, where the game starts. Back here on the Locked On NFL podcast, I am Chris Carter.
Hold on, Chris. Before you get started, wife, right. What color shirt is he wearing, red or orange?
It's orange.
Thank you.
Not orange.
It's definitely orange.
Look at it.
Thank you. Thank you, wife. I appreciate you.
This is stupid. No. Hold on. I got me good. Look. Like, this is red.
That's definitely
this
not
is
red.
R-E-D red.
No, it's not. You can spell it all you want, but that's orange. You look like a pumpkin.
This is not orange. Oh, my God. I've been wearing this shirt all day, and everyone's like, yo, nice red sweater. Thank you. I'm sure they said nice red sweater.
Okay. Because that's what everyone says. Oh, hey, hey, Chris, nice red sweater. I know you and Q are going to argue later. Oh, please. Get out of here.
There's nice people here in Pittsburgh. I like you.
That's fine.
In Las Vegas.
It's fine. Oh, at least people in Las Vegas, we know the difference between red and orange.
This is red. I don't care what nobody says.
You need to go play. You need to go play some roulette. And you can land on red. You don't land on orange.
Now, listen, we always bet on black in roulette.
Well, that's fine. You're not wearing either.
This is also a black X. What are you going to say? This is blue?
No, it's definitely black.
Okay. Yeah, shut your stupid butt up. All right. We got to move forward to our other topics here on the Locked On NFL podcast. Before Q says something else truly ridiculous. Q, looking at the other guys who've been picked up, you can look across the league and see a lot of teams have made major moves. This is arguably, I'd say inarguably, the craziest free agency period in the history of the NFL.
Big time.
Between all the signings, the trades, the big names being moved, the NFL is going to look like a different landscape. It is getting much closer and maybe even surpassing how crazy the NBA's free agency period gets every year. Who has been the biggest winner of all these ads? And again, not necessarily who's made the biggest moves, but whose roster is best set up to win next season because of their free agency moves?
Man, that's a great question. You know, obviously the freshest move that we remember is Tyreek Hill to Miami, and Miami's done a lot this offseason. You know, they went and got a left tackle. They got the most expensive left tackle. They went and got a new left guard. You know, they went out and made a couple moves for wide receivers. They got some new running backs. They also have a head coach that comes from San Francisco, was the offensive coordinator, and Coach McDaniel, and I'll tell you, man, they're putting together a hell of a roster. But With that being said, they gave up a lot of draft capital for Tyreek Hill. So I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's, hey, this is a 3-year window right here. It doesn't matter how much we gave out. This is what we're going to do with it. You could, I guess, say the same thing for the Browns if it works out with Deshaun Watson. Again, as I mentioned in the first segment, I don't think it will, but that's just me. Man, the Chargers have made a lot of great moves. You know, they really have, going and getting Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson. They have, obviously, their quarterback in Justin Herbert. They have him on a rookie deal. They have their left tackle on a rookie deal, and Derwin James, a safety, on a rookie deal as well. So that's big time right there. They re-signed Mike Williams.
Is this orange or red?
That's definitely it's a red Solo cup, but it looks orange.
See, that's why you colorblind, because you know this is red.
No, Solo Cup's the same. No, I said it's a red Solo because I've never seen an orange Solo Cup.
Right, because you know that has to be red Solo Cup. So by
I don't know that your shirt has to be red.
You are colorblind.
I am definitely not. Say,
this looks orange, but you know.
Well, then maybe
red.
You.
Therefore, my shirt is red. And, you know what? Let's
maybe you need to be in HD. Maybe you need to come out of the 90s with your visuals then. Maybe that's on you, because I'm crystal clear, and you can tell what color I got on. I'm rocking red.
No, you're in the half dark room over there.
I'm not. I'm just a dark guy. Maybe you, if you didn't look like a damn light bulb, then you would be, then we wouldn't know. We'd know.
But okay, so who is you said a lot of team names there, but you didn't give me a team.
I had a good team flow going, and then you messed me up because you were trying to justify your orange shirt.
Yes, and I'm just trying to show I have a red shirt and I have a red Solo cup that are the same shade right here. So in your face.
All right, anyway, well, I'll say this, and I cover the Raiders as well, and I'll say this, that I think that the Raiders made some great moves as well. I don't think that their team is complete yet. I still think that they have some holes to fill at the right tackle position and the corner position. They can pick up some veterans. But I will say that they made a hell of a move by getting Davante Adams. That was a great pickup to get the number one wide receiver. And look, they only gave up a first-round pick and a second-round pick, and that was it. That was it. That
compared,
was
compared to what the Dolphins gave
right,
up,
exactly. So that's really kind of a steal. But also, the Kansas City Chiefs turned around and traded Tyreek Hill out of the division. So that's almost a win-win with a subtraction of Tyreek Hill out of the division. So, I mean, you're right. I mentioned a bunch of teams. I could say that any of those teams you could really justify as saying that they've made the most moves. But, you know, maybe because the Raiders got rid of Tyreek Hill, that they're the leaders in the clubhouse right now.
I feel you.
And I know someone's going to say, oh, it's just because you cover the team. Not really. I mean, so it's like a win by, an addition by subtraction. So
no, if Davante Adams' contract made it harder for the Chiefs to sign Tyreek Hill and then
right.
by virtue force him out of the division, that would earn some serious points. That's
Tyreek's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said it did.
I mean, that's a lot of evidence to your point. And you know what? And I wouldn't say you're even being biased by saying that. It's a heck of a move to add one of the best receivers in the league and to force one of the best receivers of the league off of one of your division rivals.
Right.
That's a major move.
I like what the Chargers have done, too, though. I got to give them credit. I got to give them a lot of credit.
That's who I'm going for. I'm sorry. They to me, have won this because they got the best cornerback in free agency this year in J.C. Jackson. He'll be a turnover machine, or at least a guy that they won't want to throw to.
Right.
If Derwin James can be healthy next year, that secondary is going to be terrifying. Asante Samuel Jr. is still there. I thought he was a really good rookie for them last year.
Yep.
They have a lot of potential. And not only did they add Khalil Mack to bookend on the other side of Joey Bosa, so they're going to have two terrorizing defensive ends coming at you, but they also signed to keep Mike Williams, who I think was an important add for Justin Herbert to keep his offensive receiving threats available to him this year. That, to me, they made big moves, kept who they wanted to keep, and are ready to rock next year. I really think the Chargers are in a unique position to do some serious damage in the AFC West, and per the Raiders, forcing a deal that kind of helped Tyreek get out of Kansas City. The AFC West, as competitive as it looks, is wide open. This is no one's certain division to win right now.
No, not at all. I got to give Kansas City the nod because they're Kansas City and they've won the division all these years. So you got to give them the nod while they're still there. But I think the Chargers and the Raiders have closed the gap. I still have a little bit of question with Denver, just because it's Denver and Russell Wilson's a really good quarterback, great quarterback as a matter of fact, but brand new head coach and Nathaniel Hackett. The defense is supposed to be good, but the defense was supposed to be good under Vic Fangio too, who's a defensive wizard, and it was just all right. So I got a few questions about Denver. I will say, though, I do want to give a little props to Miami. As I mentioned them early, I do want to give them props, even though I think they overspend for Tyreek. And when I say spend, I mean the draft capital. But, You look at Teron Armstead, left guard. Left tackle. Connor Williams, left guard. Cedric Wilson, wide receiver. Chase Edmonds, running back. Raheem Mostert, running back. Alec Ingold, fullback. Wide receiver, Trent Sherfield. And then you get Tyreek Hill on top of that. Look, they said it when Tyreek Hill was introduced and Teron Armstead was introduced. They're going to try to beat you up physically and then beat you up with speed at the same time. And you know Mike McDaniel, the way he used Debo Samuel in San Francisco. They've got the weapons right there. They've got the parts. So I think that, you know, I would elevate them higher if I had more faith in Tua. My question is, can Tua deliver? Can he be that guy? Or do they need to go out and be in the market for a quarterback?
Certainly an interesting question.
What if they traded for Jimmy G? What if they traded Tua, got rid of Tua, okay, and made the trade for Jimmy G?
That would be very interesting. We can get to that topic in our third segment here on the Locked On NFL podcast. But first, we got to talk about Built Bar. It's that time of the year where people start to give up on all of your New Year's resolutions, but don't you do it. Don't you dare. You got Built Bar in your corner. Go to Built.com and you can order Built Bars delivered right to your door because they're the treat that tastes amazing while also being good for you all at the same time. If you haven't tried their new Puffs flavors, you can, because they're the first ever protein-infused marshmallows, and they're fluffy, marshmallowy, and they're not just a protein bar, they're a tasty treat covered in 100% real chocolate. They also have several different flavors like cinnamon churro, coconut marshmallow, and banana cream pie. And if you want a regular Built Bar, that's awesome. They're still covered in 100% real chocolate, and they are so good for you. They're low in calories, but high in protein, containing 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein, compared to the average candy bar of 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. There's so many flavors to choose from coconut almond to peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, raspberry, cookies and cream, salted caramel, and mint brownie, all those flavors available at Built.com, and new flavors coming out every week. So go to Built.com right now, And add the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off your next order of Built Bars at Built.com. Back here on the Locked On NFL podcast, I'm Chris Carter. He's your boy Q, and he's colorblind. Let's get back to talking about this potential move. This is a very interesting idea here. What if Jimmy G is the new landing spot, or is the new quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, and they send over Tua Tagovailoa? But also, would that make even sense, Q? Because now you're adding Tua Tagovailoa and Trey Lance over there. You have two young quarterbacks.
Don't trade Tua to San Francisco. They don't need him. Okay. Like you mentioned, just move him. Move him at some point. You know, I mean, again, it's a quarterback driven league, right? Look, is Tua the guy? I think that's the biggest question. Is he the guy? From what you've seen, do you believe that he's the guy that's going to elevate Miami to the next level? Like, that's the question. And I'll tell you right now.
I'm not sold on it. I'm not saying he's not, but I'm not sold on it.
I'm willing to say he's not. He's not that guy. Yeah. What I've seen from Tua Tagovailoa, even though I liked him at Alabama, I think that he's never fully recovered from the hip injury. And he just doesn't have the zip on the ball. He doesn't have the way to stretch the field. I mean, look, when you look at Tyreek Hill, he's awesome. He's amazing. But you know what else was amazing? The guy throwing him the rock.
Yeah, Pat, I do think Tyreek Hill is going to feel the hurt of not having Patrick Mahomes earlier than Patrick Mahomes will feel the hurt of not having him, especially because the Chiefs are definitely getting some receivers this year in the NFL draft, the way that things...
They got 12 picks. They got 12 picks in the upcoming draft. They have plenty of draft cap, of salary cap space because they didn't sign Tyreek Hill. They just went out and make the move for Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He's going to be there. He's a speedster, and I'm not saying he's Tyreek Hill, but he's got speed. And if you've got multiple picks in the first four rounds, they do. They have 2 picks in each of the first 4 rounds of the draft. They don't need all those. So you know what they could do? They could package things and they could move up to get the guy. They could cherry pick who we want. Okay, hey, we want this guy? Let's go get him. We want this guy? Let's go get him. They could almost play Madden and say, we're going to go get that guy. You can't stop us because we got 12 picks in this draft and don't nobody need 12 draft picks.
That's a good question here. But here's another problem that the Dolphins face. As it stands right now, according to overthecap.com, they have only $3.6 million in cap space after signing Tyreek Hill. Now, they could probably do some restructuring and make some more room. But Jimmy G ain't cheap.
It's true.
Like they would.
That's true.
And that's another factor here is, are you really willing to bet on, you know, moving more money down the line?
That's true.
And seeing about Jimmy G. I think that with this Tyreek Hill move, they've locked themselves into Tua this year. And if Tua doesn't work this year, what do you do then? Because then you say, you know what, next year we're just back in the QB market because he wasn't good enough with Tyreek Hill and Devontae Parker and Waddle and all, you know, and just
yeah,
and all the running backs that we added, and we got him a tackle in Teron Armstead, even though he's protecting the left side, and Tua Tagovailoa, is a left-handed thrower. Like, you know, like there's all sorts of things there that you have to calculate into this. I honestly felt like the Dolphins gave up way too much, but if they feel like they're a win now team,
right,
this is their chance to show it. I just think that with their track record, they would have done better to kind of play, let things play out, you know, kind of take their time, pick through things and develop a young core to build around instead of going and getting an expensive free agent like Tyreek Hill. I mean, this rings a lot like how, and I'm not saying that Mike Wallace is Tyreek Hill,
right,
but this rings a lot like how they signed Mike Wallace to a super contract.
Yeah.
And Mike Wallace was never in Miami what he was in Pittsburgh.
Right. No, that's true. And a lot of times that's how it shakes out. And that's, you know, the concern that the Raiders have, or that's the concern that, you know, all these teams that go out, you know, the Chargers have with J.C. Jackson. Is he going to be the same guy he was in New England? I mean, anytime you go out and spend in free agency, you know that you're taking a risk, you know, and yeah, sometimes the risk is worth the reward, and the reward is worth the risk, and it shakes out right. And sometimes it doesn't, you know, but I have a lot more faith in a guy like Devontae Adams than I do in Tua Tagovailoa using Tyreek Hill. I think Tyreek Hill's gonna be great, right? He's fast.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's still going to be a phenomenal player.
Right.
I'm just not.
How's he gonna get the ball?
Using right.
Exactly. But I think the Deebo Samuel kind of model is going to be used for the Dolphins in general. I think that they're going to try to implement a couple guys to play that that Deebo Samuel role. Tyreek Hill might be one of them. You get the ball in his hand, he's like a video game. You know what I mean? He could work a lot of magic. So that's one thing. But I think that the creativity of Coach McDaniel is going to really help out with that. And so they have a lot of weapons to choose from. Waddle is fantastic. A hell of a player. They got him from Alabama. They got a lot to like there. They just got to put it all together. And I do think they have that opportunity. But the trigger man is the most important guy on the field. He's the most important guy on the field. And I, right now, don't trust the trigger man. So I think that for the Dolphins to take the next step, they're going to have to make a decision on Tua. And I don't think the decision is going to be a good one. I don't think – let's put it like this. I don't think they're going to be talking contract extension with Tua anytime soon.
What's the next big move in free agency? We've seen plenty.
Mm.
Is it Bobby Wagner to the Rams? Because we've heard that.
Yeah, rumor. I heard that rumor.
Is it Stephon Gilmore to some team that needs a cornerback?
Right.
Is it Tyrann Mathieu, because he's rumored to be in between like four or five different teams? Is Odell Beckham Jr., even though he probably wouldn't be available to the middle part of the season, we saw what he did for the Rams last year, just coming in at the middle part of the season last year. Who is the next big signing, and who's the next big team do you think that might make that such a move?
I think the Bobby Wagner signing is going to be big when it drops. I think that the Rams are obviously the leaders in the clubhouse for him, but there's got to be a mystery team out there that hasn't been talked about, right? I mentioned the Cowboys before. I know they went and gave Leighton Vander Esch a one-year contract extension. I still think that there's a chance that they could find a way to get him. He'd just be a great fit there with Dan Quinn in Dallas. I'm not too sure where Bobby Wagner is going to go, but I do believe that's going to be a big landing spot. Odell Beckham Jr. is not a big landing or a big thing for me. I think he's going to end up back in L.A. with the cheap deal. I think he loves it in L.A., and I think they love him in L.A. So they go out there, and they make the move for Allen Robinson, and I think that kind of just buys some time for them before Odell comes back. And then all of a sudden they have all these extra weapons. You know, once Odell Beckham gets back, they just have tons of weapons, and they're assuming that they're going to be doing really well in the NFC West anyway, before he gets back, and then he'll help put them over the top. Honey Badger, I'm not sure where he goes. I'm not sure. I think it's interesting. He's been putting out tweets here and there where it's like, okay, maybe he's quit. He's soon to make a decision, but we haven't heard anything yet. So those are three players that are big-time players. Stephon Gilmore is another one that you mentioned. I know the Raiders have interest in him, but I think his asking price is still too high. He'd be a hell of a pickup for the Raiders. I know they would love to get him, and they need a veteran presence. They really do. You know, they need that veteran corner that knows exactly what Patrick Graham wants to do. They have New England ties together. So I think that'd be a big-time fit, but I think right now he still wants too much money.
There's still also guys like Jarvis Landry, Will Fuller, and Landon Collins out there available in their late 20s, in their athletic prime,
yeah,
ready to be signed.
Landry needs to go to Green Bay, man. He needs to go to Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers needs to find a way to get him. He needs a big-time number one wide receiver that can handle the cold weather. He can just be that gritty guy, to be a leader in the locker room. I like Jarvis Landry a lot. I thought he got a raw shake there in Miami and in Cleveland. So I think that he could be a hell of a player.
What do you think about the possibility? I've heard this rumor started, you know, by Cleveland.com, I believe it was. I think Mary Kay Cabot started this. But what about Odell Beckham Jr. coming back to Cleveland now he knows Baker? Is it? That's what I said. I'm like, there's no way that happens. But it would be the funniest slap in the face to Baker Mayfield of all time. Like, a lot of people said that Odell left because he was just wasn't a team player and he wasn't good enough and all this other stuff. And then Cleveland welcoming him back and then him teaming up with Deshaun Watson to catch touchdowns. I don't think it happens either, but I saw that rumor and I was like, oh, buddy, that would just be such disrespect.
I think Jarvis Landry returning is a much better chance than Odell Beckham Jr. I could see Jarvis making that return, but I don't think Odell Beckham's anywhere thinking about Cleveland.
Yeah,
that dude, he's an LA type guy, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, not even thinking about the field, thinking about off the field. He's an LA. He got that LA vibe to him. He's got to be somewhere where the lights are bright. Like, he was in New York. He went to Cleveland. The lights ain't bright there, man. He went to LA. He had a lot of fun in the sun. I mean, that's kind of his vibe. He's got to go somewhere like that. So that's why another reason I think that the Rams make the most sense in the world.
I feel you on that. There's going to be a lot of moves still to be made. As crazy as this has been, it can get a lot crazy. We found that out Thursday when the Dolphins traded to get Tyreek Hill. We'll see what the next move is here.
I know what the next move needs to be.
What it is?
You need to get that damn orange shirt off and put a red shirt on.
This ain't no orange
shirt. It is, man.
I'm going to take a picture.
Take a picture? I don't care what you do with it. Yeah, I know. Even if you look at the screen here on the Locked On NFL podcast on the template that we have here as we're sitting in the screen, it's blue and then it's white and then it's red. And you can see it's red. And if you compare it to your shirt looks like you look like you're in the Orange Bowl. You look like you're in Miami. You're in the Orange Bowl. Yeah,
you're colorblind. I'm going to take a picture.
There's no way.
You thought this red Solo cup was orange.
Well, then you have a problem with your system over there in your house. You need to upgrade, homeboy.
Listen, I like the light.
You know what? You're the one who thought you were going out with Beyonce, and you ended up going out with Sierra. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was not an upgrade.
That sounds like a fine consolation.
No, it's not.
Me,
no. If you thought you were going out with Beyonce and Sierra shows up, you're going to be disappointed.
Listen, if I thought I was going out with Beyonce and Sierra show up, I'd be like, huh? But at the same time, not mad.
No disrespect, Russ, but that's not the same.
I know. You was dissing Russell Wilson.
No, I wasn't. I got a picture of my house with Sierra.
Wait, what?
I do. I got a picture of my house. I took a picture with Sierra.
Oh, snap. So
I do. Can you hand me that picture, please?
When Russ comes to Las Vegas this year, he got two reasons to beat up on you now.
Like, autographs.
That ain't Sierra.
The hell is not Sierra?
That's a fake Sierra.
That ain't no fake Sierra. That was her after goodies.
That was her after goodies.
I got one with Janet Jackson, too, and it ain't Freddie Jackson.
Oh, I was going to say, whoa.
Hand me Janet real quick. I'm sorry. Hand me Janet. I got to flex on Chris. I got to flex.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, who's that?
All right.
Who's that?
That looks like Janet Jackson.
You're damn right it looks like Janet Jackson.
That could be somebody's mama, though. I don't know.
It is someone's mama. Janet's got a baby somewhere, right?
Yeah, I actually don't know that one.
Yeah, let me flex on him one time,
too. Hey, listen.
That's Diddy.
It's
me and Diddy.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a red shirt I'm wearing, not orange.
No, this is also red.
It's not.
Listen.
Sarah, let me ask you this.
I don't have within reach all my pictures.
Sarah, come here. I don't want to influence you. Come here, Sarah.
Academia. All right, what you got? What's your next picture? Jay-Z going up?
Sarah, what color shirt is he wearing? You guys talking to the mic.
It's orange.
Boom.
That's red.
It's not.
This is red.
It's definitely orange. Thank you, Sarah.
Y'all gotta feel real bad about yourselves.
No, it's not. That's definitely orange.
Okay, whatever, sir. I'm sorry. I don't have pictures of Diddy sitting right next to me to just pull up in front of me. I just put them all on the internet.
Hey, man, you know when you got homies, you got homies. You know.
Hey. I got homies. I hang out with academia, like Cornell West and Bill Clinton and guys like that. Smart guys that help me have good, positive conversations of how we further our community and such. I don't be hanging out with Sierra and Diddy and such at my leisure, though I have hung out with a couple celebrities.
You're bad.
Caliber as well. What'd you say?
You're bad.
I thought you said I'm red. I'm like, yes, I am. This is red.
Nah, now you're wishing. Oh, hey, man, wrap this up, man. Ross is going to get mad at us.
I'm wrapping this up. You're all the right one that keeps bringing. You got another picture for you to show me?
I mean, I do, but I'll save it next week.
Thank you for letting me get us out of here. Anyways, I'm Chris Carter. He's your boy Q. Thanks for listening to the Locked On NFL podcast or watching us on YouTube. If you listen to us, you probably listen to us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey. You can also watch us on YouTube. Like this video if you enjoyed it. Hit the subscribe button to our YouTube channel for all our daily content. Q, let people know they can find you, follow you, and get more of your work.
Everything's on Twitter, man, in black and white. At your boy Q254. And that definitely is in black and white. At your boy Q254. What about you?
Is it in black and white? Because I think blue is in Twitter's in like white and blue and stuff over there. I think, once again, you are colorblind and such. Anyways, you can find me, Chris Carter, on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. I'm wearing a red shirt. I don't care what Q says. You can subscribe to this podcast, just like you subscribe to all the Locked On NFL podcasts, Locked On Steelers like I host, Locked On Raiders like Q hosts, on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. We thank you for your support. We'll be back on Monday with Bo Brack breaking things down on what happened over the weekend. Who knows? Maybe your team has signed a new free agent. We'll talk to you then on the Locked On NFL podcast.